Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations. Appreciate your time.
Well, Matt Krauhauser.
Nice to meet you. As you mentioned, I'd like to start by introducing Deputy Fire Chief Will Gay.
Look at four more
commissioners. As you know, we completed an exhaustive nationwide search for the position, and after narrowing it down to several candidates, Will was selected as the best candidate and offered the position, and he accepted, and he's officially beginning work for the fire department, beginning here, I don't know, about a week or 2 weeks ago. So I wanted to bring Will along with me and just introduce him to the board and make sure everybody knew who he was. And
welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Glad to have him here.
Congratulations.
All right, so I've got a pretty light agenda today. The only thing I really have is I've been meeting and working with Commissioner Bousman, looking at a potential good neighbor authority agreement, working together with the U.S. Forest Service and the State Forestry Division to see if there's opportunity to work together and make recommendations on potential projects in Sublette County and to try to get forward momentum on potential projects. So we've had a couple of preliminary meetings, and right now we're just in the exploratory phases to see if it's a viable program that there's support and buy-in from. So really today the only thing I have is just to inform the commissioners that we're still in the exploratory process, and no progress has been made other than to reach out to the State Forestry and the U.S. Forest Service, and right now the ball's in their courts, and I don't have any update for the commission other than just what I said.
Commissioner Bowser? Well, the only thing I could add to that is what we're probably looking at is possibly a combined position with the county and state forestry, and maybe combine it with, I guess we did have some discussion with the state forester about combining our FireWise position, which we already fund within Unified Fire, if it was feasible to make that a part of the job description of this position. And Mr. Krapser seemed positive towards considering that, so we're not ready yet with a recommendation or a potential budget or anything like that, but that's the direction we're probably headed, hopefully.
Okay.
And this would be to, if we move forward with the potential project on the Upper Green, a timber sale, this position, this job position, would be to administer that job, that timber sale, as a first project. So that's where we're at. We'll have further discussions with the Forest Service and further discussions with State Forestry, and when we get to a point of having something specific to come to the commission with that's going to require funding, we'll do so.
So just an update.
Yes, just an update.
Okay. Yeah. Any questions for Shad?
No.
Okay. All right. And then I know I've given Will one of his first big tasks, and he's got some information. He's requesting some guidance from the board, and I'll defer to Will for a moment.
So after many years of six individual fire stations and then going into unification, we as the fire department have accumulated quite a bit of excess property. And the problem is nobody really knows how to properly dispose of it. So we met with Matt Gaffney, and one of the suggestions came up with was to basically make a three-tiered plan. We have stuff that we definitely know is trash and should be thrown away. We have items that we feel could be donated to either another fire department or possibly another agency. And then we have items that we're not really sure they may be best suited to go to an auction first. And then if they don't sell at an auction, you know, to then come up with a plan of, okay, what do we do with it? Basically, we're looking for guidance from this board as to what we can do and what the best way is to proceed. I don't believe that everything we have would require an auction. It'd be pretty extensive to a lot of little parts and pieces that nozzles and fittings and things like that that other departments could potentially use that would make sense to try and send to an auction. But we're looking for some guidance from you guys on how we can proceed with this and make it as painless as possible to try and clean up these stations and get rid of this stuff.
So the second category that you mentioned, Will, would be stuff that would could possibly be used by other fire departments in-state and out-of-state, regionally, whatever?
Typically, we try and go in-state first. So you think about the LaBarges and then the east side of the state with the smaller departments, yeah. The Lusks and them. It is stuff that, I mean, it's still usable, but where we've upgraded equipment over the years, this stuff just sits on back shelves.
So it doesn't, there's no way of determining what kind of monetary value that would have. This is just going to be a donation to other fire departments?
Yes.
Commissioners, I don't have a problem with that concept. If it's something that is not a high dollar resaleable, auctionable item, and it's something that may help the people in the neighboring areas, counties, I'm in favor of that, but I'd like to hear from commissioners.
So, Mr. Chairman, we've done that philosophical things like that in the past with used police cars, for example. And sometimes we will use them within the community if there's the demand for it. Sometimes they wound up with the conservation district or whatever. And then sometimes they've been donated to other I can't remember where now, but I know, and then in cases we will sell an item to other counties. One time we sold a crusher to, I can think of the commissioner, but I can't think of the county up in the northwest part of the state, and really benefited them. So I think philosophically, I think you're headed the right way. If it's just totally junk, throw it away. If there's not what you would consider demand from the public for a sale, for auction, I mean, some of that stuff, nobody's going to be interested in them unless it's another fire department that could possibly use them. They wouldn't know what they were looking at. But then if it's some kind of apparatus or a vehicle or something that would make sense that there'd be demand for sale within the community, put it in, and when we have the next county auction, put it in that. So.
But I think what you were mentioning was the option of going to a general auction for people that handle fire equipment, and then if it doesn't sell, trying to do something locally. Is that correct?
So what Will's talking about is small equipment for vehicles. Then my plan would be to do just what I did 2 weeks ago: come to the commission and make recommendation and describe the vehicle. So okay. I think that's a large item that's above and beyond what he's talking about. He's talking about nozzles, fittings, adapters. When we standardized after unification a while ago, we standardized the tools and equipment that we use, and so now we've got some excess property, some used stuff that's, you know, significantly aged and still functional, but would maybe be better served in another fire department. So he's talking about small tools and equipment.
But the auctionable stuff you're talking about is not vehicles, it's more outdated equipment that we don't have.
Yeah, so like an example is we've got a ranch hand grill guard. Not even sure what type of vehicle it goes to. We just know it doesn't fit any of the vehicles in that particular station. Something like that, to me, would fall under the general auction. I mean, we would do our best to see, you know, if there was some sort of serial number or something where we could figure out the type of vehicle it belongs to. But I know what a brand new ranch hand grill guard goes for, and yeah, that's something that if we can figure out the vehicle make, to me, that makes sense to put it into a general county auction when the rest of the stuff goes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, is the stuff that you feel you can auction, is it in your way? It is. It's,
yeah.
So, in other words, this is not something that you really want to wait until we have an auction 3 years from now, which we just had one. That maybe we need to ask, have we acquired more stuff to have another auction?
Well, I think the first thing to do is look at their list, see how much they got, and then if we are going to have an auction, and we would contact the other departments and say, do you have anything you'd like to add to put on the auction block at this time?
Because we were actually waiting for guidance before we even start diving in. So we truly don't even know how much stuff we would have for an auction until we start diving in.
Mr. Chairman, so it sounds to me like there's some of this stuff that is outdated for what you could use it for, but it might be good to use on, as you mentioned, the LaBarge, for instance. So I don't like assumes, so I won't use that word, but I would believe that the two of you would know what's still usable someplace other than here. So if that stuff was brought together collectively and then you put it out there, wherever that bird up there in the sky goes, to other agencies or other fire departments and say, make an offer, and whatever that offer comes in, first guy gets it, something like that. Because it sounds to me like if you don't get it sold at an auction, then it's going to go back to, let's just get rid of it, kind of thing. So that might be an opportunity to get a little bit of something if somebody has use for it and actually not give it away, even though it may be a giveaway price when it's all said and done. But at least you would retain something of it. I'm not a Facebook guy and I'm not a sublet for sale guy, but there's all sorts of stuff comes from all over the country into that kind of program. And I'm sure there are other fire departments out there that you probably know how to contact and say, hey, this is what we've got. Are you interested? And maybe at some point in time you get a truckload of that stuff gathered up and it's gone before you have to worry about an auction or taking it to the landfill. Does something like that make sense or not?
Yeah, I'm still in favor of the three categories you put forward, the throwaway stuff, the stuff that could be that you deem may be usable by other fire departments in the state, and then the stuff that you think is worthwhile putting in an auction. So I'm in favor of your idea moving forward.
Okay. I can.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sounds like a logical path forward.
Okay. We're just having an auction.
Yeah, that's part of it.
I don't mean with this. I mean with everything.
Yeah.
It's going to be an auctioneer in the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
Next time we'll have an auction.
We're going to
have an open auction.
It won't be a silent auction.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that's clear direction then?
Okay. Sure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chad.
Have a good day, everybody.
Okay. The next item on our agenda is that executive session, and that's going to require a phone call. So I think that's pretty much time sensitive.
I can go check with Emily. I think
if not, we can handle a few items before then.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, we could move down and do. I don't know if
liquor license.
Tracy's ready, but we could certainly do accounts payable, predator board, bond approval, that kind of thing.
Oh, thank you.
So we want to hold off on Tracy again?
I can see if she's available. Do you want me to go
see? Yeah, you can go see. We'll be doing the... We'll jump down to accounts payable, and I would consider a motion to...
I can't do both.
You can't do both. Let's do this real quick. We'll see how much time we have, or maybe Matt can check. A motion to approve accounts payable.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? If not, I'll call the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We have to appoint a sportsman's position to the Predator Board. We have two individuals that have indicated interest in serving the sportsman seat on the Predator Board. Would you gentlemen like to make a motion or have a discussion or I guess we need...
Do we have letters of application from both of them?
Yes,
I
we do.
I wasn't aware we had two. I was only aware of one.
There's one got emailed to you after the packet was put together.
Right.
Yeah.
Chuck Batchelor.
I was aware of that one.
And Josh Adams.
Josh Adams.
Or
that
I was
sent
aware
by email.
I was aware of Josh Adams.
Right. Yeah.
Those are the two that we have.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, sir. Mr. Winfrey.
Mr. Adams had indicated to me he would be here.
So perhaps we should wait on that?
Well, I'm just mentioning the fact that he wanted to.
Well, if he did that, we'll just hold off on that and give him that opportunity since we're ahead of the schedule.
He would appreciate that also.
Okay. Because we are jumping around on the
Let's do that.
Yep. We'll just wait.
I just hope if he's here, maybe they're both here. I mean, this is in some ways kind of a critical position, and I would like to know their attitudes on predation and, you know, things like that.
I have absolutely no problem. That's a good idea, Mr. Director. So, since I see Tracy here, we might be able to move forward with that portion of our...
Surely?
We are jumping all over the place.
Okay, good morning.
How are you, Tracy?
Okay, we have two items. The first is the transfer of a toll retail liquor license. It will be transferring from High Plains Marina, which operates as Lakeside Lodge. They are going to be selling their business. It's in the works right now. To Titan Adventures, who will continue to operate Lakeside Lodge. The sale is supposed to finalize the end of December, so I would ask that you approve the transfer contingent on that sale being finalized at the end of this month.
And it is from Lakeside Lodge to...
It's actually from High Plains Marina.
High Plains Marina.
Is the LLC that currently holds it.
Okay.
They operate as Lakeside Lodge. They want to transfer to Titan Adventures, who will still operate as Lakeside Lodge.
Okay.
It has been submitted to the Liquor Division for their approval. They have no issues with the transfer as well.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the transfer of liquor license from High Plains Marina to Titan Adventures, LLC.
Contingent upon
the completion of the sale.
Okay.
That way, when a sale happens, it's automatic.
So, Mr. Chairman, so what if, and this, my question is, what if the sale doesn't happen in the end of the month, but it continues forward? Is that still contingent upon that sale?
I would say so. I mean, they're 99.9% sure that they're going to close at the end of the month.
The motion is to transfer the liquor license contingent upon the completion of the sale.
Right.
Not a time.
Not a specific.
Right.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any other questions? If not, I'll call the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously.
The second item is the approval of a catering permit for the Eagle Bar, who sold alcoholic beverages at the Kip Walton Cancer Benefit, which was November 23rd.
So moved, Mr. Chairman. I approve this.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the catering permit for the Eagle Bar. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
What would be the consequences if we didn't approve that in that case?
Well, you'd have to talk to Judy.
Let me just say, this wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, I know yeah. It's not.
I've wondered that before, never asked.
It's kind of,
cleaning up loose ends.
So
exactly.
I don't need to sign anything, Tracy.
No, sir. No, okay. We're all good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, okay. Tracy.
You're welcome.
We do have a bond approval, don't we?
Easy mess.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
If you want, I can go get Emily, because she will transition into that executive session as well.
That's fine.
Okay.
And
you're not going to take any action while I'm gone.
No, I've got enough action to get my papers back in order. Since we are out of time.
Is there a late season elk out there by your place?
Yeah, between unused cow permits, I think, between Silver Creek and East Fork.
Right.
So the lock's off my gate.
But that's
it's wide open.
Well, they should have already come out of there as much snow as there is, shouldn't they?
They were still some up there after that last snow. The guy stopped in, brought a key back, said he just killed elk that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the bunch he got into went back north towards Quaker Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're all gone or not.
Yeah.
Most of them would be. I don't think they're feeding them on that money.
They're feeding up country.
Oh, are they now?
Well, yeah.
It's possible they started the last couple of days. I've never thought to ask John this morning.
Yeah.
At the breakfast, I sit right by him.
Oh, but I was in the random screw up this morning for a bit there, and I relayed what I haven't seen as far as deer numbers coming through us. They just haven't been there.
I haven't seen any down on our place either. Not
near as many deer.
Yeah. I finally saw the first two bucks yesterday.
I haven't seen a good buck. I'm sure there's a few around.
These weren't outstanding. I mean, one was a fairly decent 26-inch.
I'll tell you, the deer I haven't seen as an indication of what's not out there. It's tough.
Well, we saw lots of them moving during elk season.
They were headed south.
They were headed south through Giles.
And that was
nose to tail, and they were booking it.
Well, no, I understand that, but where I sit back, it doesn't matter what time of the year they're going to move. They're going to come through part of us.
Oh, yeah.
And it just hasn't happened.
Just gives you a little nudge to maybe go.
Well, we usually have a group wintering down there on the green down by us.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's 20 years ago it was 100 deer, then it went down to about 20. And last year we were probably up around 50 deer, but I've seen two.
You see, I've had 12 to 15 behind my house all winter long for the last 5 years, and I have four.
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't know if they got shot, I don't know what happened to them.
We know some of them might have been killed last year in that late spring.
They could have, yeah. But I had a bunch of bucks.
Right?
Yeah.
Not
big bucks.
Was it winter down there?
She's on the phone.
I know typically they're at home. Of course I won't see one, but I'll have seen 200 to 300. I maybe have seen 20. Actually seen them this year. And the trails normally that I would see are almost virtually non-existent. So they just aren't coming through that portion. And that's not saying they aren't out there going maybe a little different direction. I don't know about that. But they sure aren't going through us this year.
And that's a common story. People that normally see them about this time haven't seen them. I don't know where they are.
Well, they're flying, I guess, counting out, sounds like. So they'll come up with their computer modules and let us know how many there are.
Yeah, those few that are coming, right?
Yeah.
But they all got a kick out of that, which was pretty cool. You have those bonds there.
Yeah, I do have the bonds. There's only one, isn't there?
There should be two. She bought another one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, in terms of catching up, while we got time and loose ends, I have two surety bonds I need a motion to approve. One is for Amy Commerer with the Big Piney Cemetery District, and the other is for Marilyn Jensen with the Sublette County Boulder Mosquito Improvement District. If I can have a motion to approve these two bonds.
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We could do Clayton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clayton.
Yeah, we can do that.
You can do that. I'm sure you won't need your full time.
What's that?
I'm sure you won't need your full time.
I probably won't. How much time did you guys give me?
15 minutes.
You gave me 15. No. Well, <I've> been, when have you seen a lawyer not take all the time they've had?
Well, I just remember the last time you came, you said, this is not going to take 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know, and it took longer, didn't it?
Yeah.
Some, but not much.
I'll just counting. I'll just remind the commission who was speaking for that entire time. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
This comes up on old business. We tabled it last time, talking about the potential property transfer from the from CRS Holdings, which is the Shriver family, to the Sublette County. The question upon tabling it was to look into seeing what the state has done and also look at other potential options. I have reached out to the state on a number of occasions. Again, yesterday I followed up with phone calls and emails and have not heard back. I do know that the state has started a practice of purchasing the underlying land on state highways. I don't know what we can infer or what the commissioners should infer from that. But also, I looked into other possibilities. One of the possibilities, which was brought up last time, of the question was posed: has this LLC considered dividing up the property and essentially gifting each piece to the adjoining property? And I discussed it with the attorney for this family, and he brought to light one thing that I had not thought about, but that would require a subdivision of that piece of property to be subdivided into those 8-10 other chunks, and it would require require each and every one of those adjacent property owners to accept that property, which would ultimately result in significant expense for this LLC that's trying to unload this property, and the stars would have to align for all these property owners to do that. So I would suggest to the commission that other options for disposal of the property in their effort to clean up their assets are much less clean and burdensome than a donation to the county. And I would reiterate what was mentioned at the last meeting surrounding potential liabilities with the property, that it doesn't significantly change the nature of the property or the nature of the liability associated with the easement that's currently in existence over the property.
Any questions?
So I guess I would have one. If the county obtains this property, is there a value established with it that they would be able to get? I'm not asking the question properly, I guess. Would the county have to sign off on a specific dollar amount in order to obtain that property, even though it was gifted to us?
If I'm anticipating your question, oftentimes with a gift of land, a person, especially if a gift to land to either a nonprofit or a government entity, oftentimes a landowner is seeking a deduction, a tax deduction associated therewith. That's not occurring in this situation, and so there is no tax form. I think it's an 8332 that is generally signed by a receiving entity. There is no request for that. There ultimately is no value with this property. And so to the short answer to your question, Commissioner Victory, would be no. The county does not have to attest to any type of value or assert any type of value. The county's obligation in this regard would simply to be to record the deed.
So I guess you've given us all the information we ask, with the exception of the opinion that you're having difficulty getting from the state.
Yes.
Okay. So would you guys like to make a motion on this matter? Would you like to table it to see if we ever hear from the state? Do you feel comfortable with sufficient information to move forward with the acceptance of this property from Crown Land Holdings?
I have no problem accepting this property.
Okay.
But we could accept it with the contingent that it all falls in line with what the state says.
I don't think so. I think we have to make a motion one way or another.
Oh, we do.
To
okay.
Give us a sign
Mr. Chairman,
of
I would make the motion. We accept the property as it's been presented to us.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second it then.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? And the motion is to accept the property from Crown Land Holdings to the county, Sublette County. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you all for your time.
Thank you.
For your 7 minutes.
Absolutely.
And I will relay this information to Mr. Mason, and he will have the deed signed, and I'll deliver it to the county for it to be recorded.
Okay. Thank you.
Good. Thanks.
Thank you all.
You bet.
Hey, Clayton.
Yes,
sir. Nice tie.
Hey. Thank you, sir.
I understand.
I just had to say it.
I'm looking for a bow tie that lights up.
It's just the fact that I'm wearing a tie.
Oh, I noticed your socks.
Well, thank you.
Exactly. Imagine there's a guy
complex. Yeah, I look up, you look down.
Between the two of us.
So, Emily, do you have anything for us before we go into our executive session?
Okay. I do not.
Okay. So we're on temporary hold. We'll take a short recess.
You want to say college is available?